Talo falava, malo elele, kiorana, fakalofalahiatu, kiora, isa bulavinaka, aloha, woman jacka, and hello.
This is PX Fano on 3CR 855 AM Community Radio, the voices of our community, talking Kwe Pacifica, talking us. Saturday afternoons, 1:30 to 2 o'clock, only on 3CR.
Join us as we share the stories of our diverse people, from arts and culture to news and opinions and information about our community, for our community.
As a collective, we are all proud Pacifica diaspora, advocating for our people from the LGBTQIA+ spectrum.
This is presented by the Pacific X Collective and produced on Wurundjeri land in the studios of 3CR in Naarm, Melbourne.
And kia ora, kia rana. Welcome to PX Whānau, live on the street, in the street, here on Smith Street for Midsummer. It's the Pride Victoria Party. First, I want to acknowledge the Wurundjeri and Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the true owners, caretakers and custodians of the stolen land from which we broadcast today. And we pay respect to elders past and present, and extended that respect to all First Nations people who are listening, who are out there today and listening to this broadcast, including sister girls, brother boys, fa'afene, and everybody else who is queer identifying as Indigenous and First Nations people. So yeah, welcome to the first live PX Whānau on the street. Marky is here. I'm Sonia Hammer, and we've got Marky.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. And it's good to see all our family around supporting as well. Let's go! So we're coming live here on 8:55 AM. And thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, no, we've got some really fabulous guests, and including some of the Midsummer family whānau, yes, who are performing this year during the festival, including Tongue in Cheek.
Yeah.
Tongue in Cheek.
Give it up for Tongue in Cheek.
We'll also have a wonderful Kiki Temple.
Yes!
The crowd go wild. And we hope, well, cross fingers, someone else might be appearing.
Yes, drag royalty, maybe.
Mm. Mm. But we will hold off on that for a little bit. And we'll just generally have a kōrero, have a chat about what's happening for our Pacifica diaspora and our queer Pacifica family and whānau here at 3CR.
Yes. Mm. And without further ado, we have our first guest here. As mentioned before, Tongue in Cheek is in the house, and we are very privileged to have you here on our live radio show.
Hi, everyone.
Yes.
Malo elele, everyone.
Yes.
How are we?
We're great. How are you?
I am tired.
Yes.
I'm kidding. I'm not tired.
Well, at least it's a beautiful day at the moment. Like, I heard that it was raining earlier, so
yes,
hopefully the rain gods just shift and the sun stays out.
Yeah, I walked out of my house and it was wet, and I was like, oh, we're doing this today. Okay.
And just for our listeners, sis, if you can just introduce yourself, please.
Hi, listeners. My name is Tongue in Cheek. I am a drag performer, here in Naarm. And I've been doing drag for almost a year now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, we actually had the privilege of having Tongue in Cheek on our COVID podcast. Yes. Last year, and yeah, I remember then you had just debuted your first performance.
Yes, yes.
And so going from there and now, how's that journey been?
Oh my God, it was, first of all, our podcast. Yes, that was a journey for Marky to come during lockdown to my apartment and record. Oh my goodness.
Was that legal? Was that legal to move
it
back?
It was legal, but we also had technical difficulties with the mics. I didn't have the mic connections, and so we were just recording from the laptop at the time, but it worked.
Yeah, I
we made it
had
happen.
To really just scream, didn't I? No. Yes, no, it was so fun recording with you, and we're here now. Yes. We're here. Yeah.
No, and so over the last year, I've definitely seen your journey and all the performances that you've been a part of.
Yes.
And winning the Baby Drag competition was one of it.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was last year. It was a competition at Circuit. At Molly's Bar. And yeah, it was a 8-week competition and ended up winning it. So yeah, it was a journey. Yes. In my second performance in the semifinals, I actually performed a ballad that was actually during Queen Elizabeth's death. And I performed a ballad, which was a Tongan ballad, which was really beautiful. Yeah.
And I mean, just going off from your first performance, because you had entered with a Tongan song.
Yes.
And obviously, if you were a Pacific person in that moment, it was just such a proud moment for us that were there. And like, we just love you incorporating your Tongan heritage into your performances, because it matters.
Yeah.
It matters. And people, when people see it, they feel it as well.
100%. Yeah, my first performance, I said, what does the inner child want to do? Like, what does Sifa want to do? So my Tongan Cheek is my dragon name, and Sifa is... I was like, what does Sifa want to do, and what does Sifa want to bring to the table?
Yes.
And it was definitely something... It was definitely my heritage and my culture, because I feel like, you know, as queer people, we grow up, especially in Tongan heritage and Pacifica culture. So it's really important for me, because I know there's, you know, other little kids out there or other little sifas out there who are struggling. And it's just important for me to, I guess, if I'm going to be on the stage, to represent my culture.
That's so important, representing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it sort of knocks those barriers out of the way. And
100%.
And it means how many more gorgeous baby queens will be coming up.
Yeah.
You know, it's so great to be in royalty.
Where are the baby queens? Yes.
And so just chiming on what you've just said, how important is it for you to have that queer Pacific representation on those platforms that you've been a part of?
It is so important. I think for me, when it was during lockdown, when I watched Drag Race, it was season 12. Yes, it was season 12. And Britta walked in. Oh my God. I didn't know Britta. I thought Britta was like... I thought she was filler, to be honest. In her confessional, or in one of the episodes, she was wearing like a Tongan shirt, and I was like, no,
yes.
Britta is Tongan. And season 12 was when I first started, because I saw Britta, I was like, bitch, this is just Tongan, like, come on.
Mm.
And then, you know, later on, we got, what did we get? We got Coco Jumbo, then we got Queen Kong.
Yes.
So representation is so important, especially for kids at home who I guess are still in the closet and only have access to, say, social media or other networks.
Mm.
And I think that representation is so important.
Yeah, and also, you know, you've taken that platform that has been predominantly a white space and just made it your own. It's just so important.
I think being in lockdown, I really, I feel like it was a gift to me, lockdown, because I was able to, like, sort of scope out what the scene has, what it doesn't have.
Yeah.
And as soon as lockdown finished, I was like, okay, we have to do it. If you don't do it now, well then...
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So you manifested it, and now it's happening.
Yeah, she said sun, moon, and rising. She said manifestation. Yeah.
Now, what's happening next, though? Where do you take... Where does Queen go next?
Tongan.
Tongan.
Queen
with the Q.
Come on.
Hello.
Yes, that's the Queen.
So, at the moment, I got my first residency at Circuit. So, I'll be performing... I perform there pretty much every Friday.
Awesome.
And, yeah, that's pretty much... I work, I guess, behind the scenes as well. But yeah, currently that's where it's at. I'm just pretty much performing on Smith Street.
Yeah.
Give it up for Smith Street. Yeah. That's pretty much where we're at right now.
Yes. And if you're listening in as well, we are located between Mason and Derby on Smith Street. next to the big rainbow. So make sure you come down and say hi. At the moment, we're going live on our Instagram. So if you can just wait till our followers. And yeah, if you want to see us live, just tune into PX Whānau's Instagram, and we've got a live feed going so that you can listen and watch at the same time.
I love that.
Yes. And there's a lot of watching going on. Look at all the people. Yes.
Hi, everyone. Okay.
Instant gratification.
Nobody. You guys haven't drunk yet? Okay, sure.
Hi. Emily. The sun's out. It's
gorgeous. Okay, is anyone in the crowd listening at the moment? Yay! I'm going to.
Yay!
Okay. We're going to do a practical game with you guys, and it's a someone, or not necessarily a game, but it's an activity to get you all interacting. So when I say Millie, can you use rub your hands together?
Millie.
So everyone, Millie, 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 Millie. And when I say Patia, you're going to clap your hands.
Patia.
Patia. Lua Pati. Lua Pati. And when I say hey, you're going to say ho. Okay? Hey.
Ho.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Everyone is listening.
We're getting a lot of interaction, and I love that.
That's cool.
And so...
I don't have any interaction, but I'm here. And just come on down to the marquee we've got with Marky here right now.
Is it Marky with Marquee?
I know. And it's gorgeous. But I don't know about you guys, but how about some... of your musical choices. Do we go to that? Do we do that?
Let's play our first track. So we're going to be playing our first track, which is Herbs, and it's called Sensitive to a Smile, so enjoy.
It's a classic, and for those from Aotearoa would know it, or anyone in Pacifica. So Herbs, Sensitive to a Smile.
Tenderness,
That was a beautiful song. What a way to end pretty much the first segment of our 1 hour show. And just before Tongue in Cheek leaves, where can we find information on you, sis, and where will you be performing today?
So you can find me at Tongue in Cheek on Instagram. I believe in all of you. You guys can spell it. But you can also find me every Friday at Circuit. And then today, you can find me at Circuit from 4 till 6. I'll be hosting the street bar there. Is it 4 till 6? No, 2:30 till 4:30. Sorry. Ooh, and that's where you can find me. Or you can find me at your nearest McDonald's. Because I'll probably be there getting nuggets.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and having a talanoa with us.
You guys are welcome.
You have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so
much. And we'll
much.
Be sure to come and to talk to you.
Yes. Thank you, Maki and Sonia. I hope you guys have
thank
a
you.
Lovely pie. Thank you so
beautiful.
Much for having me.
No worries.
Kia ora. Lovely.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you're just tuning in, this is 3CR on 8:55 a.m. You can also listen to us online. We are live streaming and also live streaming from our PX Whānau Instagram page. So be sure to chime in and have a listen and have a watch. Mm. And so, yeah, that was Tongue in Cheek. And that was an amazing start.
I know. Absolutely gorgeous. And if you could see her just shimmering in lime green,
yes.
as you do on
beautiful,
a Sunday.
Beautiful, beautiful colours. Beautiful, beautiful, bright colours.
And I mean, that song, Herbs Are Beautiful People, just gets me every time. Goosebumps, yeah. you know.
That was a good throwback, right?
It was. Thank you. You chose that one. But yeah, look, fabulous stuff. And when we're talking, I mean, at the moment, there's a lot of talk about, yes, honouring and celebrating decriminalisation of homosexuality in Victoria and in Australia. But that's not always the case for people from our own diaspora and our own culture mm-hmm. through the Pacific or Oceania. Yes. Yeah, it's not a clear-cut case of freedom of the ability to
be yourself, pretty
basically.
Much. Mm. Yeah. And because I remember for my first Midsummer March with Pacific X, we were marching
yes,
in solidarity
right.
with our Kukia Arani family.
Kukia Arani, yeah.
As they were going through law changes over there in terms of decriminalising homosexuality.
Well, I believe it's illegal to be same-sex male-to-male and same-sex marriage. Mm. But for women to have relations, that's not illegal, but to be married, but they can't get married. Like it's a very odd.
It's the double,
strange,
triple, quadruple standards for
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. But I mean, that's not just the only case. I mean, we've got situations in places like the Solomon Islands, part of our Oceania Pacific family, where it is it's still criminalised same-sex marriage and sex between two men. sex between two women as well, so it's quite very difficult, challenging.
No, 100%
rules and laws.
And obviously in the years to come it's still going to be an ongoing battle, but hopefully it's a battle that will overcome.
Well, it's getting that exposure and it's getting that awareness too, you know, that this is the situation that we're seeing in the Pacific and the greater Pacific area.
Yes.
You know, but I mean, that can change with that, like I say, with that awareness. And people need to realise, look, hey, but you live in Australia, so why should that matter to you? Well, it we're part of diaspora. We still have connections with 100%. Our whānau, our families in the Pacific region. And so it is important.
Yes, and when it affects one, it affects all. So
exactly. You know, Tuvalu, it's still illegal for same-sex relations. Samoa, it is too. They've even got sodomy laws.
Yes.
It's very harsh. And I'm not sure, but, you know, Tonga has got some
100%.
Difficult laws.
100%. And that's why it's so important to have these queer Pacific representations on massive platforms.
Yeah.
And for those just tuning in,
oh my goodness.
We got our next guest coming through.
There is more colour out there.
I think we can officially announce that we have drag royalty in our presence.
Oh, wow. This is amazing.
Yes.
Look, I mean, this is not radio pitches, but we're both a bit stunned. Can you tell us, Marky? Let's explode here.
No, 100%. So our next up-and-coming guest speaker is none other than the amazing Queen Kong from RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 2.
Oh, my Lord lover. Hello, everyone. How we doing?
Yes. Oh, let's give it up for Queen Kong. Come on, everyone.
Stop. I'm shy. Don't.
Oh, this is incredible. Wait, you're early. This is great.
Oh, I know. Literally, I thought we were backstage. So I came looking. Yeah. I was like, where are the islanders?
Where's the golf cart?
Yeah. They're going to fit me with my nose. It's like,
yeah, I thought you were going to ride in on a, you know, chariot. Hello.
Oh my God. Animal cruelty, they said no.
Yeah, like, no. No animals were hurt. That's
yes.
good.
So, beautiful. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so excited, Boo. You know, Victoria Pride, what an amazing, you know, event to be a part of. Also, to see so many Pacifica people out here today, you know, especially our queer community, which is the community I champion the most, I think. Yeah, I got a little bit teary when I walked in. I was like, oh, there's a Samoan nose and a Tongan nose and a Cook Island nose and a Maori nose. That's everything.
So. It's important. It's important to see all the noses of the Pacific.
Yes, because they're very diverse.
And we haven't been able to press them much lately, have we, with COVID?
With COVID.
You know, but hungy on and tonguey, yes.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, so can you, before we begin, actually, I was trying to do some research on you for this, just to find out what your pronouns were.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, when I'm in drag, it's she, her. Yes. But outside of drag, he, him. So, yeah, I don't know. But I also, like, I feel I'm very much a papa being here in the respect of, like, I am what I am. You know, like, my pronouns are for other people, I'll identify. But for myself, when I wake up, if I'm out of drag, sometimes I'll wear a wig. Sometimes I wear a dress. Depends how I feel.
I love that. Beautiful. And so I had the privilege of coming to Midsummer Extravaganza, where we got to meet with the Pacific X family. And so even that performance that you had done at the beginning, I was like, yeah, no one's gonna beat that.
Oh, thank you, boo. Well, you had to let them know, like, why we were hosting.
No, 100%. And so in terms of, like, the representation that you've been able to do on your platform, how important is it for you to be a representation of our queer Pacific community?
Oh my God, it's everything. You know, I think, like, the art form that I use, like drag, the platform that I use, it's always been about where I'm from and what I'm about, you know. And I know that comes from long before me, especially with my Pacifica heritage, you know. I know what I represent and what I think and what I say. It comes from way before me. So I'm a part of this movement and I'm like the mouthpiece of my people, you know. And it's a really amazing opportunity and also responsibility, you know, because I want to create more spaces for more people like us, you know.
Exactly.
And every generation you see more progression. And I think lots of people get shy away from hard conversations.
100%.
I love them, you know. Yeah. I do love them. And I've been known to be very outspoken. And most people mistake that passion for anger.
Yes.
Whereas it's like, maybe you would know if I was angry, first and foremost.
angry brown person.
Well, you'll see my nostrils flare and the steam kind of out of my ears. But, you know, I think I know, because I come from a line of, you know, Tulapale.
Yeah.
I know how to talk eloquently, but also to be articulate about what I'm saying and what I feel and what I think is important. And that's my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has a right to an opinion, but, you know, I know that I'm reflective of a collective that has the same mindset. So very important. It's part of that movement. That's everything that I do.
No, 100%. That's amazing. And can I just ask as well, like, since being on Drag Race Down Under Season 2, what's the reaction been like from your family, like, after that?
Oh, look, I'm lucky, my Samoan family was always been, you know, so there for me in terms of the conversations around queer, around everything. My nana used to say to me that it's not different. She's like, you're not different, you're more. Like, you are more. And that's always been in my head. Like, I am more. Yeah. That's what I have to say to my dress designer when she's making my dresses. I'm more to XL. But, you know, like, I think my Tongan family, like, there was a lot of hard conversations that came up, especially with the men in my family, the non-queer men. And lots of conversations that we've had. And since then, there's been a lot of healing in my family. So, you know, personally, there's been a lot of growth, but also from like where I come from, we've had a lot of hard conversations that I know really not only benefited me, but benefited my entire family, because there's many of us that are, you know, papapinge or trans or, you know, the lot. We've got so many queer rainbow family within my own family. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, for me personally, growing up in a Pacific Island family, like, obviously it's frowned upon, and like it's more like a taboo topic sort of when it comes to your family. Like, they know, but they don't want to talk about it.
It's that ma thing, you know, that shame.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of it that's like inherently built into our society, and a lot of it comes from religion as well. You know, things that we've learnt that wasn't necessarily things that we believed in, but you know, things that we adopted. And I, you know, I still have my own version of Christianity and my own version of believing in God, because I was raised in a really religious family. But I think, you know, there's some things where I just go, my heart and my gut is telling me that I'm a good person. You know, I might be wearing a dress, but you know, it doesn't make me any less than. It makes me more, like my nana said. So
I mean, it's your instinct, and it's the instinctually, it's who you are. You know, you can't deny that. And to hell with the colonization church version of believing in God and spirituality.
Yeah,
that's really important. So yeah, now we've been chatting about that decriminalization in the Pacifica and how it's still really
inherent,
still really bad in places like Samoa, Tonga, Cook Islands, or Cook Iorani.
Absolutely, it's a lot of fear. You know, there's a lot of fear around that conversation. And you know, if anything, that the woman in my family taught me, the woman in my family are exactly what Queen Kong's energy is. You know, they're those bloody warrior queens that will flat-footed smash you if you're being a dickhead. Like, you know what I mean? Those aunties that will like give it to you straight and be loving but tough love, you know. And I think those things have been the things that shaped me as a human being and made me be more empathetic and more kind and loving to people. It's really easy to like take trauma and things that you experienced growing up and become hardened and the same, you know what I mean? It keeps it fluid, that grounding. Every time I go home, as soon as I walk through the door, mum's like, Kylie, wash the dishes. You know, like,
all like at home, you're just you.
Period. You're just like, I don't care about this RuPaul's Drag Race and the celebrity. Absolutely not.
RuPaul who?
Yeah, exactly. Just like, oh my God, did RuPaul wipe your bum when you were a baby? Absolutely not.
So I want to know too, like, when you go to these, you know, these are big international platforms and it's all these celebs and surround you. What do you say to them? Who you are? How do you identify them? And do they... are they curious? Are they interested?
Yeah, you know, I think I've been really blown away at the response that I've had personally from the show. You know, I think my journey was really complex and really layered. You know, mentally I wasn't in the greatest headspace when I was walking into the framework, but I knew that I had to just deal with what I had and do the best that I could. You know, because you're never ever going to be physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally in complete alignment to go for your dreams. You know, so the reality is you have to get up, go, what is going on? Okay, make it work. And so, you know, that process, I think, spoke to so many people who have experienced that, especially celebrities, because you know, when you're a public figure and you're in front of people and then people recognize you going down the street, there's such a you can't really be human anymore. You feel like you can't make mistakes. You know, and I'm always big about my mistakes. I own them, and you know, I will never shy away from something, and especially not from a hiding from like an auntie or from my mum. So, you know, I think lots of people identified with that thought process and appreciated how much time I took with, you know, what I needed to deal with. Because there's one thing about me is I never make the same mistake twice. You know, once I've made a mistake, I will take my time to process it, and once it's done, labanga. I've learned it, the next lesson. So yeah, I think that the response from other celebrities has been really overwhelming, and I know there's a lot of people that are similar in sort of mindset and felt like because of my journey they could, you know, be a bit more human and actually, you know, be open to the idea of letting people see flaws, because you know, we're such in a society where you have to be perfect, and if there's one thing I'm not, I'm definitely not perfect, you know, and I don't want to be.
I don't believe that today, Marky. I mean, you're the perfect goddess today.
Oh, I look better in the dark.
I know. Can we take time?
Yes,
we're going live on our PX Fana Instagram. Oh, so can we just acknowledge this at the moment? It is stunning.
Thank you.
The beauty.
It is stunning.
Had to show up and show out today.
And so for today, like, where can anyone or everyone find you?
Oh, so I'm going to be hosting the Smith Street stage from 3 p.m. onwards until the end. But yeah, I'll be doing a little spot number at 3. So come through and see what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw myself around like a dickhead, which I normally do, you know, when I did all through Drag Race. But, you know, we're here to celebrate ourselves. And I think we only get 1 to 2 times a year as a community, a queer community, where we can really celebrate ourselves and have the wider community be a part of it or not. So let's celebrate today. Let's be really proud of what we are. And, like, you know, I want our community to, I want to see smiles in everyone's faces when I'm walking past them. I want to see people, you know, embracing other people. And I also want to see a community that's been locked down for 2 years taking an opportunity to just, you know, be celebrant and fucking vibrant today. Like,
yes.
You know, we need to live. And, like, our life is so short. And so I just want to be happy today. And I want to see people being happy. So,
yes. Yeah.
Let's be happy, family.
Yes.
And so after today, what can we look forward to with Queen Kong?
Oh, there's so much. So I go into Sydney World Pride pretty much straight away. And one of the amazing things that I'm excited about with World Pride is this festival, obviously it's the first time it's coming to the Southern Hemisphere, which is massive for all of us. But, like, the festival we're curating a First Nations gathering space called Mari Marang Putput, which is the first First Nations hub ever pioneered in any World Pride. And so it's a 6-day takeover of carriage works. And, you know, there's going to be a program from, like, Busy Biga, all World of First Nations people leading that space and taking over and decolonizing the framework of what theater looks like, what circus looks like, what drag looks like. We're doing it our way, but in true form, like, we're all about reciprocity and sharing. We're sharing a space and letting you experience what's like to be, like, walking in our size 15 shoes, you know. So yeah, I'm really excited about World Pride, and then we have Adelaide Fringe, which is straight after.
That's amazing. And because Sonia and I were looking at the program and all the artists that are performing today, and we were happy to see at least 50% of them were POC.
11 out of 22.
Yeah.
People of color, Pacifica people, First Nations, Indigenous. It's huge. That representation. Goosebumps. It's good.
Makes me feel emotional. You know, like, I think maybe 6 or 7 years ago when I started drag, you know, this definitely wasn't a reality in terms of, like, programming. You know, you still had, it was very competitive because you only had one spot to fill, you know, and unless you were the top of your game, you'd always miss out. So I'm so happy and so proud of Midsummer Festival and, you know, the Victorian State Government for, you know, championing a festival like this for all of us to, you know, come together and be able to sit at a table and talonoa, you know. It's so amazing. I'm very excited.
It's so good to have you.
I love you.
Oh my God.
And so for those that are listening, we are closing off our session with Queen Kong, and we just want to thank you so much for coming on and spreading some words of wisdom.
Thank you.
And we see you and we support you in Totoko, all the work that you're doing for our queer Pacific community, because we were just talking with Tongue in Cheek just before you and how important it is to see our people, and especially for the babies that are coming up, and just letting them know that there is space for them and stuff. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Kia ora. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you, you too.
And so with that being said, we're going to be going on to our second song.
Yes.
And the second song is none other than our amazing auntie Annie Crummer. And the song is Language.
Here he is.
Perfect.
Enjoy.
Come on,
this is PX Whānau on the streets. On Smith Street here on 3CR 855.
My name is Todd Fernando. I'm the Victorian Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities, and you're listening to 3CR.
Yes, kia ora. Here we are, PX Whanau, and we're live, 3CR live, 8.55 a.m. I'm Sonia Hammer-Markey, is here
yes.
too.
And we are out of the studios and onto the streets today. We've had the privilege of having Tongan Cheek and Queen Kong as our special guests, and now we have our amazing and phenomenal Kiki Temples.
Oh, yeah.
Kia ora.
Introduce yourself.
Tēnā koutou, ngā iwi o te motu. My name is Kiki Temple. I am a Māori actress, trans woman, and yeah, I'm living life to the fullest here in
Yes.
What more can I say, really? I had to follow Queen Kong.
Oh,
she came and took my gig.
No, it's great to have you with us. And it's not the first time, too.
It's definitely part of our not COVID the first time.
Podcast and more.
We've been privileged to have Kiki on our airwaves with PX Whanau a few times. And so we've been blessed to hear your stories along the way, as well as the work that you've been doing in the community and the arts. So
I'm a repeat offender.
For good reasons.
Yes.
For good reasons. And so, Burgers with a Z.
Burgers.
So that's your new show that you had just opened on Wednesday, and I had the privilege of coming to watch it at your opening. And I mean, might I say it was a bloody amazing show.
Oh, thank you.
Like, because I had missed your initial one with Antipodes, I was really excited to come and see you in your element, and you did not disappoint.
Well, thank you. Yes, I've got the privilege of being part of a show by Travis Alavanza called Burgers, which is really a play and a piece of work that is about agency. It's about taking power back, and it's about the gender non-conforming community, trans community, taking their power back from a situation that happened where Travis was just minding their own business and someone threw a burger at them. And so I've been, they wrote about it, and I've been privileged enough again to just put that cloak on and that beautiful gown of that story and be able to interpret it my way. They talk about a lot of things, a lot of instances and a lot of situations they've been in that a lot of us in the trans community can relate to and have happened to us.
Yes, and we're not going to spoil it. If you want to know more, you need to go and watch it yourself. The show is taking place at Theatre Works in St Kilda.
That's correct.
And tickets are online. For me, I googled Burgers with a Z, and I was able to find it. But you can go onto Theatre Works' website to buy tickets. And honestly, she will not disappoint. So definitely go and support our sis Kiki for Burgers.
So it was. It's part of Midsummer Festival, but Midsummer finishes today officially. But the run continues on until the 18th. So next Saturday is our closing night, and then hopefully big party after that.
I'll be there.
Love it.
Love it, and also love that. Is it going to be go further? Like you're hoping it will take it to around the country? Or?
Yeah. Well, the message is so important. It's such a. It's not only full of trauma and overcoming that trauma, it's just funny. It's educational, it draws people into understanding of what we go through on every day. And we are hoping to tour it, that is the plan. But we'll see how the money flows in, and I'm sure it will. Hopefully also we do want to take it back to New Zealand. Because I know that the community there is really in need of a message just like this.
No, 100%. And I feel like a lot of them will resonate because you've been able to implement a lot of your Māori culture in this story.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if it does go home to Aotearoa New Zealand, they're going to be...
Enthralled.
Yeah. Well, I hope for myself. I personally hope that taking it back home where we need to hear the story, it's gonna not only show them what we can do as trans artists and as people that have an important story to tell, but it's also going to open a dialogue about being able to live our life, really, because all we really want to do is live. And so that's an important message throughout the piece of work.
Yeah, I mean, for you too, I mean, off air we spoke about, just briefly, about some of the challenges that you face and looking at community and the colonization and religion, how it's affected you. What can you tell us about that experience?
Well, I think religion and the institution of the church has affected all of us, whether we're believers or not, in that it's institutionalized our belief systems, really, and it has... religion is another form of colonization. I'm not talking about a relationship with God or who you think God is. I'm talking about the institution in itself as a way to control, a way to put us in a box so that we don't get out there and are too scary, really, with the way that we want to live our life and the way that we're designed to live our life, which is open and free. And religion is an important conversation to have about religion, being that, like I said, it puts you in a box because there's a certain amount of control that the church and the institution wants to make sure that you are, you know, under their thumb and not getting out of that box, really. And so that's an important conversation, and it plays into a play that I'm writing myself called My God, She's a Woman. I was a part of the church, a worship pastor in the church for a long time. I was trans when I went in there. The church swooped in, wink, wink, saved me from that pretty depressing time. And I was institutionalized. And then I got to a point where I was being controlled by the leadership of that church. And I just felt like I was lying to myself. Yeah. I had a lot of people telling me that I lied to them about who I really was, but I don't think that was the truth. I was lying to myself because I truly believed that I was trying to be something else, and I really believed that God was changing me, and really I couldn't be changed. You couldn't pray the gay out of me, so to speak.
And I think that's the thing too for Māori too. It's the Wairua. It's Māori ora. It's pre-colonial, and that spirituality and that strength that you found in yourself, would you say that was more connected to ancestors? And
definitely you know, connected to ancestors. If we really want to go back to it, the church came over as missionaries and changed everything about us because it didn't fit in with the teachings of the Bible, which is a man-made institution anyway, and changed everything about us. It changed our history, Takatāpui history. It changed the third gender that we always had throughout the Pacific Islands. And all the way through the islands, we have stories of third gender. And that was changed because the binary was more important to the church than anything else. So it's an interesting time right now where we're going back. A lot of us in the Pacific Islands are reconnecting with that, with our history, with our roots. We've always been here. We've always existed. And one of the things I like to call on is my ancestors. In the play, I was fortunate enough to be able to feel them there, which is why this play was written by a British artist and activist. But when I was on stage during our rehearsal period, I felt my ancestors there. So I started to call on them, and I started to chant in Māori. And one of the most important proverbs that I live by is "Hū te atiri tō te harakeke, kei he rā koe te kōma koe ko, he aha te mea nui o tēnei ao, he tangata, he tangata, he tangata." What is the most important thing in this world? It's people. And that's the most important thing. And it also ties in with religion, because Jesus, whoever you feel like that person is in your life, the last thing they said before they took off to heaven, to space, or wherever, was love God and love people. That was it. It was nothing else. No other rules. Love people, love God. Whoever you think God is, in my life, I ended up turning God into a woman because I hated the man that the church taught me was God. This big white man in the sky. So I ended up saying, well, you know, if you, how can you just make this world so difficult for me? And then there was this woman that popped up, and I ended up talking to her, and getting spiritual advice from her. And that became my God, which is why the play is called My God, She's a Woman.
I can't wait to see this. I mean, where are you at with the...
We're still in development. I've been given the opportunity to work with Antipodes Theatre in terms of developing that work, and hopefully we will see it out next year sometimes. Got a little bit of work to do, but we're nearly there.
Let's manifest that.
Manifesting right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thanks, Shangela.
Great. So how can people find out more about Kiki, Burgers, and all the amazing things that you're doing?
Well, Burgers is being, we have our run until the 18th through Theatre Works in St Kilda. And you can go through to their website, theatreworks.org.au, and score you some tickets. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, on Kiki, K-I-K-K-I underscore temple.
Yes. And so if you're just tuning in, we are coming live from the streets of Smith Street.
Live,
between Mason and Derby. And we are going live on Instagram at the moment as well. So make sure you tune in to PX Whānau's Instagram to watch our live feed going on. Today's just been amazing. And we have we have Kiki Temple at the moment, and we've just been talking about her play Burgers, as well as the work that she's doing in development.
Yes. I've got to tell you about Burgers. You guys have to come and see it. It's so surprising, unexpected. You're going to laugh, you're going to probably cry, you're probably going to be shocked by a whole lot of stuff, but it's beautiful. The set design is beautiful. The direction has been amazing. Lighting is amazing. Sound, oh, the beautiful team that is there. I've got a post on Instagram. Check it out. You'll see all the names there. And the last thing I wanted to say is I'm so happy to be on 3CR. It says Radical Radio.
Yeah,
which is amazing.
Sure is.
I mean, how
we're here.
Exactly. How many other stations are radical like that?
Yeah.
No, 100%.
Check it.
And like Kiki said, there's definitely elements of surprise. So you will be surprised, literally. So make sure you go and check it out and support the sis in their show. So what's the plans for the rest of the day with Kiki?
Well, plans for today, I've got a fitting. I'm part of the Fat Runway. Which stands for fashionable and trendy, plus size runway show, which is on the 3rd of March, I believe. And so I'm running away to that, and then I'm going to come back and enjoy the rest of the festival. Probably get drunk.
I think that's on the cards after this.
Hallelujah.
Oh, viva the streets. Taking over the streets. That's it.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come and be a special guest on PX Whānau's live broadcast today.
Yeah, kia ora. 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 Kia ora.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Kia ora.
Make sure you go and follow Kiki and support all the work that they're doing. And if you see her on the streets, go and say hi. She is a celebrity now, so.
Celebrity?
Own it.
Just share your number with me if you're handsome and single.
And if you have deep pockets, we need some money for her shows, up and coming shows. So we want to take it global, so that's
I will
the
call you daddy if you want.
Well, global to Aotearoa, that's global.
But yeah, thank you so much for your time, sis, and you have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, what a day it's what an hour it's been.
I know. We could keep going, but we'll get into trouble with a certain person. No. Because there's more coming up, Queer in the Air.
Queer in the Air is next with Sasha and Jacob. And so they're going to be coming up after us. But before they come on, what's ahead for the year? Oh my gosh, tongue twisted at the moment. What are we looking forward to with PX Whānau for the year ahead?
Well, dominating the airwaves as much as we can. No, getting the message out there, talking to more wonderful people from our community, our Pacifica community all over. I do want to look more at decriminalisation in the Pacific and look at some of those topics and, yeah, just how that is affecting our families, our whanau, our family, our aega, all around, you know, the whole region. And, yeah, just exploring that, entertaining people. What else do we... What we always do, pretty much.
Yes, and so before we go and end the show with our last and final song, We just want to make a massive shout out to Midsummer for giving us the opportunity with 3CR to do this. It's not often that we have the opportunity to be able to witness this sort of experience, especially with our queer Pacific community or our Pacific community in general. Yes. So thank you so much for doing this for us. And without further ado, we have our final song, which is Bikurunga, Haere Mai Ra, Sway.
Sway.
Enjoy. Have a lovely day, fams.
Ka kite anō.
Sour, come sweets in the air for afternoon.